Colors Aloft, written by Alexander Kent and read by Michael Jaston.
And the sailor lost his heart to her, but she had given him hers long before. Chapter 1. Ebb Tide. It was unusually cold for mid-September, and the cobbled streets of Portsmouth Point shone like metal from the overnight rain. Vice Admiral Sir Richard Bolitho paused at a corner and stared back at the George Inn, where he had stayed for 2 days since his arrival from Falmouth. There was the old Blue Posts Inn, too, a plume of smoke pouring from a chimney, a reminder of lost times when he had begun a voyage as a lowly midshipman. He sighed and turned to his companion, who was waiting for him. And as they rounded the corner, Bolitho felt the Solent's chill wind like a challenge. It was morning, and yet the narrow streets were all but deserted. For this was 1803, and the fragile peace had been swept away in the first broadside of May. No young man or casual idler loitered here, for fear of the dreaded press gangs. Like a lesson repeating itself with little learned from before, he thought. He saw his nephew watching him, his eyes troubled, and was reminded of a remark made at the George Inn just that morning, while he and Adam had played out a last cup of coffee. The man had been a traveller, and had been watching the two sea officers in conversation, and later had said that he had originally taken them for brothers. Bolitho faced his nephew, hating the moment of parting, but knowing it was selfishness to detain him further. Adam Bolitho was 23, and in his uncle's eyes was little changed from the day he had first joined his ship as a midshipman. But there was a difference, a marked one. Adam had gone through danger and pain, sometimes at his side, other times not. The line of his mouth and the firmness of his chin showed he had learned well, and the solitary gold epaulette on his left shoulder said all the rest. A commander at 23, and now with a ship of his own. The little 14-gun brig Firefly lay out there beyond the wall, lost amongst the sprawling anchorage with its big men-of-war, transports, and all the life of a naval port at war. Bolitho looked at him fondly, without really seeing him, but catching glimpses of small, swift pictures of what they shared. He said, almost without realizing it, "Your father would have been proud of you today." Adam stared at him, his eyes anxious but pleased. "That was good of you." Bolitho tugged down his gold-laced hat to compose himself. Then he said, "If I had to discover a reward for myself in all this, it is here and now, seeing you about to sail with your own command." Impetuously, he gripped his arm. "I shall miss you, Adam." Adam smiled, but his eyes remained sad. "You were looking back just now, Uncle?" "Aye." They fell in step again, and Bolitho tried to contain the feeling of depression which had been his shadow since leaving Falmouth. Was this then the last time? Was that the cause of his apprehension? Would he end up, like so many others, on some torn and bloodied deck, never to return home? Adam said, "He thought we were brothers. A compliment to me, I thought." He laughed, and Bolitho saw the midshipman again. Bolitho adjusted the boat cloak about his shoulders. His flagship was waiting for him, too. Perhaps the weight of responsibility which lay in his sealed orders would drive away his doubts and lose them far astern, like the land. They would all be out there waiting for him. Thank God he had managed to keep Valentine Keane as his flag captain. There would not be too many other familiar faces this time, he thought. The Peace of Amiens, as it was called, had lasted less than a year, but in that time their lordships and a complacent government had seen fit to run down the fleet in numbers and men to a maniac proportion. 60 out of 100 sail of the line laid up, and 40,000 sailors and Royal Marines thrown on the beach. Bolitho had been lucky to stay employed when so many had lost everything. It was ironic that his last flagship, Achates, had fought and won the first real battle after the peace against the odds, at a time when the fleet needed to hear of a victory of any kind.